Summer break has started for most kids here in Idaho, and for a lot of parents, we have that age-old question, what in the world am I going to do with these kids for the next 11 weeks? Enter Rick Just in his new book, A Kid's Guide to Boise. This 100-page book is a great way to learn about Idaho's capital city as well as the surrounding area, and it's an easy guide for kids to follow. Rick is joining me live in the studio to talk about this new venture. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jenna.
Tell me first how you got this idea for this new book.
Well, I wish I could take credit for
it.
But the publisher got the idea, and the publisher is Rediscovered Books in Boise, the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know, probably, that they have started the publishing company. This is their first book. And what they decided to do was, well, let's do the book that we get the most requests for that we don't have. And that was A Kid's Guide to Boise. So they contacted me and said, would you be interested? And you bet I was.
I didn't know that they started a publishing
company.
They did,
yes.
That's great.
You'll see more from them, I think, particularly Boise area books and things that a lot of publishers aren't going to be interested in, but they're going to be publishing them because they're really community-based.
Tell me about how long it took you to then put this book together.
Oh, I think we did it over, and I say we because there was a team that did art and layout and everything else. Probably a six-month period for the most part.
One thing that I was really impressed by with the book is, so I have a 10-year-old and a six-and-a-half-year-old, and I have to say six-and-a-half because he'd be very upset if I said just six.
Of course.
Of course. Is that it's very kid-friendly.
I hope so.
From the beginning with just, you have this great drawing, you know, of the capital city and all of that in the beginning. But there are pictures on every page.
Lots of them.
Was that intentional?
You bet.
So tell me why.
Well, it's a visual thing. People want to see what they're getting into. Plus, we also wanted to sneak in a lot of pictures of kids because kids like to see themselves, of course, and they like to see themselves in and imagine themselves in an area. So that was kind of the strategy behind it.
And when you put the book together, you broke it down into certain segments. Tell me a little bit about, you know, certain segments, because there are things out there that not every kid's going to be interested in doing. When you say, hey, go run, you know, the Ridge to Rivers.
Sure.
Some kids may not want to do something like that.
Sure. Well, that kind of came toward the end. We brainstormed and found a couple of hundred things we could talk about. And we started kind of grouping them together in different ways. For instance, ways you might not think of, there's a segment called Winging It, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the Birds of Prey Center and the Snake River Birds of Prey area and some other things included in that.
And then tell me, you did a whole section about the Bass community.
We did. How could you not?
Right?
Yeah. The Bass community is such an important part of Boise. I mean, even our mayor has a Bass heritage. We certainly wanted to include them. And
then you have something called Show Me. And this is about, you know, you have the Boise Contemporary Theater, the Shakespeare Festival. And, you know, a lot of times I think when we think of BCT or we think of the Shakespeare Festival, we think adults.
Indeed. And we made a special point to see, certainly they have productions that kids can enjoy, but we made a special point to find out what it was that kids could do. How could they be involved with Shakespeare? How could they be involved with BCT? And they've all got programs for kids.
And then you move on to calling Inside Out.
Yeah.
Tell me about this section.
Well, let me get to that section because
So you've got like Bugs, which is the Boise Urban Garden School, and then the Jim Hall Foothills Learning Center.
Exactly. These are places that deal with the outdoors. I mean, they may have an indoor component like the Jim Hall Center. But they really get kids outdoors. Bugs especially is really good at that. And that's always fun for them. And I'm involved with a little group called Be Outside Idaho as well that tries to get kids outdoors. We just think it's a healthy thing for them to do.
I'm speaking with Rick Just, author of the new book, A Kid's Guide to Boise. And this is being published by Rediscovered Books, the bookstore in Boise downtown. So, Rick, tell me about the program that you're involved in then beyond the book. With getting kids outside.
Be Outside Idaho?
Yeah.
I'm the coordinator of something called Idaho Recreation and Tourism Initiative. And it's a group of state and federal agencies that get together and do things together that they might not be able to do quite as well on their own. And one of those projects is called Be Outside Idaho. We've done a number of things over the years, including Unplug and Be Outside Week. But a couple of years ago, we decided, you know, there's so many people doing things, we need to facilitate that. So we've turned that now into a grants program. We still have a website, beoutsideidaho.gov. But mostly we're a grants program for the people that are out there in the field doing the programs for kids.
When Rediscover Books contacted you and wanted to put this book together, and they said that this is one of the most asked for books, are they talking about locals or from people coming from outside?
Well, both. People that live here, and this is the way it always is, isn't it? You always mean to get somewhere and do something, but you always can, so you never do if you live here. But if you're coming in within 6 weeks, most people have been there and done that. They really, really focus on it. So there's two groups we're trying to reach. Certainly the new folks coming in, or even people visiting for a weekend or a week or something, but also for Boise citizens, because there are things in here I bet not everybody knows about.
I have to say, as a parent, you do kind of get stuck in a rut, right? You go to the things, the places that you know, and you go over and over again. And I'm guilty of saying, you know, I tell you, there aren't a lot of things to do in Boise with kids. But it's because I think we don't think outside of the box sometimes, or we don't have a guide like this.
Sure.
And what's been the reaction when people have seen this? Because I opened it up and I was like, oh, I forgot we had this, or oh, there's that.
Well, I haven't had many people react because it's just brand new. Just sitting out here in the green room, as it were, with people were loving it. Your last guest was going, I've got to get this.
So
they liked it. And I stopped by to get a copy at Rediscovered on my way here. And there were people had it in their hands ready to check out. I thought, well, okay, it's working.
How does that make you feel when you
terrific.
See it? Because they don't know you're the author.
No, and that's fine. That's fine. And I've got lots of books, but I've seldom had that experience where you just walk in and there's somebody with your book in their hand.
Right. So. Because you've done a lot of young adult novels, correct?
I've done young adult novels. And also I specialize in Idaho history.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just think this is a fascinating read. And one of the things that I thought was interesting was, I mean, granted, you can go through this as a parent and say, okay, we're going to do this summer. We're going to do that. You know, there are things for even the wintertime, like when you go to like the Boise Rock Gym, right? That's something that if it's raining out or snowing, you go do something like that, run the energy off. But one of the things you did in the back of this book is the bucket list.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about how that idea came about.
Well, a friend of mine came up with that idea. She's one of the members of the Be Outside Idaho group, Jennifer Okerlund, who's the public information officer for Idaho State Parks. And she just thought bucket list would be a great thing. You know, top 10 lists are all the rage on Facebook and such. So we thought, all right, let's do a bucket list. And I came up with one or two, and the folks I was working with said, well, yeah, but you're missing this and you're missing that. So we finally came up with, oh, I don't know, there must be 15 or 20 of them here, but there's a lot of room for people to write in some other things that they want to do. But certainly, if you've got people coming in from out of town, what do you think about? You think about riding the green belt.
Floating the river,
absolutely. Skateboarding now at Rhodes Skate Park is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many things to do. See a movie at the Egyptian. Just sit in the Egyptian and look up at things, never mind the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Just the history of that.
Yeah.
And what I like about this bucket list as well, though, is you did a segment that says write in some things you want to do.
Yeah.
So hand the book over to your kid.
That's
and
right.
say, go through it. You fill this part out.
You bet.
Because then there's that sense of empowerment of like, okay, mom and dad aren't just dragging me to all of these places.
I never would, but yes, indeed. Well, it's all about fun things, and I think a Boise bucket list is just a natural.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. And people can get the book at Rediscovered Books, correct?
Right now, they'll also be able to get it online.
And you have a book signing coming up
Thursday, 7 o'clock
at Rediscovered Books in Boise.
Yep.
All right,
first Thursday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
I appreciate your time.